Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the six man bringing the sound with all the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto-tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom bap. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of Chinch. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
Make sure you visit here.
first, Cali.
You might catch me in Atlanta, looking like a boss. New Orleans and then Miami, party in New York. Texas, I be screwed up. Chi-town, I be really dipping. But nothing like my hometown, not where I was living. Look at me,
they come from. From all around the world for the.
Boy, Sorry the Kid, the Yurtman himself, and I'm here stamping Six Man Radio, the home of adult and contemporary hip hop and R&B. And if y'all ain't rocking with it, your bum sauce, baby. Yurt.
I've been trying to develop an alternative fuel from a mix of all natural substances, but the mix was highly volatile until we found a catalyst to help stabilize the compound and supercharge the fuel.
I'm sorry. What was this magical catalyst?
Marijuana, motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, players and players, teachers, staff, and students, I am very honored to welcome you to the high school annual talent show, brought to you by the makers of Wiz Khalifa Premium Rolling Papers and the qualified growers of Snoop Dogg Master Kush. So without further ado, let's get this show on the road. First contestant, bring your talent to the foreground and let your smoke be your background.
With me, niggas talk shit. All of them shrimp. I'm a big fish. Roll a joint, lick it once till you hit this. Rubies on my dick, several cushions on my hit list. In and out these niggas, bitches smoking tree and not to mention hustling, trying to mind my business. You probably went to class while I was in the hallway skipping. Yeah, I hear what they saying, just be too high to list. About my money tripping, if I even fold it wrong, you ain't smoking as good. If it's fire, I tell you I sold it all. Or wait till one of my hoes come round and roll it off. Or say fuck it and cup it till I go smoke with dogs. I show off, I show off, I show off. Car push the start, hit the button once it go off. Keep the money coming in and the papers rolled up. And they ain't worried about a hating nigga, they get no love. Oh,
Archbishop Don Juan, and blow circles round you suckers like a marathon. My gym teacher told me, but I didn't listen. My bitch did my homework and now I'm in detention. It showed me suspension, this is my audition. So play your position, get the picture I envision. Did she mention Snoop Dogg was made for kissing? A barracuda fishing, she on a mission for me. Pleasure, pain, and glory, and my inventory. My SATs, my little bitch, she did them for me. And now we prancing on stage at the talent show. We flossing my clothes, my chain, and my knapsack. Full of that, hand me that, can you see my telescope? Principal, say she wanna see me cause she smell my smoke. Buy my money tripping, even if I fold it wrong. Blowing zones with weird, cause this is the protocol. I don't wanna talk about it. I still flipping chickens, I don't wanna talk about it. I don't wanna talk about it.
in so I can see the end zone. My bitch roll out the window so I can feel the wind blow. Got big enough for me to fiddle in my kinfolk. Bitches with me cruising, mood on roof. Yeah. Fucking in the strip, nigga, I ain't even tripping, nigga. Me, I handle the business. God's my only witness. Watching out my side, seeing who the fuck did this. Me, I'm on the street, man. So I keep the heat, man. So I'm the street. When you fuck with the elite, man. I don't fuck around, boy. You better act around, boy. I hit you with the pound. Leave your ass on the ground, boy. You popping that bullshit like I don't bullshit. Full of loaded clips and whips. Get the grip, lift the brakes. Nigga, we hitting licks. Sick as shit, getting rich. That's why my name ring bells all around the bitch. And it's what you go through. Bitches, I don't wanna talk about it. Nah, I don't wanna talk about it. I'm still flipping chickens, I don't wanna talk about it. Just a kid, nigga.
Just make it harder for me to accept her as my own. regular nigga, I know the game, but I don't play by the rules. I'm focusing on my moves, that way I will never lose. See, I can tell by your shoes if you attracted to business with 22s. You say I can fuse you, play little tricks with your head, catch your feelings in my sister first time I slept in your bed. I hear the DJ mislead you, whisper you dreams. I can't say I love you, I don't know what that means. I'm a pimp.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. On top, muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy when I'm taking ecstasy.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. Love muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy when I'm taking ecstasy.
When I first met her, I did anything to get her.
What?
Paid all the bills and filled the refrigerator. Uh-huh. Reminiscing on late nights when I tried to lay up. Cause your baby will stay up. She even crashed the whip trying to switch in the third lane. That's when I realized this bitch was a bird brain. A pigeon writing the baby pops in the box in the prison. Sing, sing is where he been. She in the Gucci tights and 50 high heels. Baby wipes and cans of infamil. Motorbikes and grams of fish scale. Shine to five niggas with no frills. Turning young niggas with principles to old men with debts. And all the prank calls was death threats. That bitch got the best sex.
Triple barrels, trench coat Columbo, future extinction, Pearl Lincoln. Time to get your muscle up, gotta get that Fetty, gotta get the.
Hey yo, check it out, it's your man Dot X the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. He on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary R&B and hip hop. That's right, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Ask the kids around your neighborhood block. I swing out my lasso and wind up at the yard spot. You know what it is, Dot X the Wild Cowboy. Peace.
Ha! Ha!
Triple barrels, trench coat Columbo, future extinction, Pearl Lincoln. Time to get your muscle up, gotta get that Fetty, gotta get the hustle up. Put the jelly on them English muffins, put Pirellis on them hummus, thrusting.
Battery, battery, operator, can't move me, erase the glaciers. Off my ring thing, the melting is angling. Off my shooting hand, you shoot, I score. I tore the paws off a cavity. I tore the world, nothing raggedy. From Cadillac Academy, Cat Daddy. We Texan, we Maxin.
You are now on B Street. You are now on B Street. You are now on B Street.
DJ Scratch, this how you want me to set it, homie?
I hope you're ready to march, niggas. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back with gargantuan rap, detour. I hope somebody quickly call up a doctor, go get a medic. Somebody about to get it, find an intersection. Oh shit, nigga, going insane, motherfucker. About to rupture your cell membrane. Check the propane, bitch, the pile cocaine, little nigga. Type of shit that you can't contain. Fuel them with octane, light another fire, nigga. Take them high, killer, ignite another flame. Sorry, I think it's time to retire, little lame. Look, okay, it don't matter, cause I'm the one to blame. Starting to act strange, facing every challenge.
Shit.
Incredible Hulk, chemical imbalance.
Bitch.
You see them back up on bullshit. You die, little niggas gonna learn. Watch how. Somebody gonna burn. Up. Shift in the climate. Quiet. And if you won't test what I'm on, bitch, I wish a nigga try it. I mentioned in the back to cause a riot.
I got drugs.
And I come to supply it. Putting you niggas on a diet. You can't stop it. When I drop, you know you can't deny it. Come on, homeboy. You know that I'm a cook and I'm a fryer. While I'm counting this money at a higher. I'm taking it back. Putting your hands where my eyes can see. Get the put in your eyes on me. Look how I drop shit. I got hit. I won't quit. Bitch, you see I'm back in the cockpit. I'm coming back like I'm doing the drug. Everybody gather around. I get to just singing the hook.
I said, excuse me, dear.
My gosh, you look dumb.
Hey, put your money on them.
Better double the price.
So let's get it, nigga, then jump.
Hey,
let's jump.
Hey,
all my niggas jump. My ladies jump.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co host Nate Dean Michelle. What up, Nate?
Yeah. Chilling, chilling. Going. Yeah. In tonight.
Yeah, man.
And this track right here, so scratch. Yeah. You put your drawers in it, son.
Shout out to DJ Scratch. We try to get him on the show.
Definitely.
We gonna see what's going on. We trying to get him though. We trying to see. Nate, hey, what's good, man? Yo, a lot of real wild things been happening this week.
I know. Yo, did you hear that drama with Gunplay?
Yeah, yo, that's crazy.
Can you believe the drama?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yo,
and then
50 went bowling with homie Shane on.
I know, I heard. Like, wow. Yeah. I mean, that's just crazy. It's crazy shit going down. You think it's all, team trumpets.
But you know what, Nate? Real talk, though. God cut you off. I'm sorry. The wildest thing that happened this week, though.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I just, we're gonna go to some audio. Let's just.
You going to jail now?
Yo, she got knocked the fuck. Well, she didn't get knocked out, but
yes, he did. He left her off her feet.
She came right too. When he threw her off the fuck.
You said she came right too.
I thought she came right too, but I forgot. He threw her off the bus in the.
Yeah.
Did you see the way he grabbed her up and threw her off the bus? Flung her off the bus.
Yo, he tossed her. But wait. He tossed her off the bus.
Oh, my
And then
God.
Threw a shit on top of her.
Yo, that was bananas.
That's crazy, yo.
That was bananas.
Yo, it's wild because I don't know how to feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Because
you're supposed to be respectful to women, but she instigated the whole situation. And at first, when I first saw it,
It looked like she spit on him, right?
It
says
she spit and choked him up. I'm like, while he was driving the bus? This is choking him. Putting other people's lives in danger.
Right. How much was he going to take of that? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, Come on, man. That was just bananas. And, I think, there are some people that are like, you're not supposed to hit a woman. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not supposed to hit people in general like that. I mean, granted, yes, you have an ultimate respect for women. I love to be respected, but I give respect. You give respect when you give respect, whether you're a woman or a man, And she was not being respectful. at
But what was really good with the Street Fighter? Oh, you get like, yo, his form though. Like, he brought
he must box or something.
He brought
it
that
was perfect.
Yo, he brought it from within. Like it was some Kill Bill shit. You feel
it
me?
It was awesome.
Yo.
I'm not going to say it was awesome. It was just crazy.
Yo, it was nuts.
It was nuts, you know. And, you know, like, this happened a while ago. It's actually not, like, brand new or anything like that, you know. But he didn't press charges against her or anything like that. He didn't. He decided not to do that, you know. And
yeah,
went on about
that.
His business, you know. Hell yeah. Because she, and then, like, the witnesses also confirmed the situation, too, with what she did to provoke him. So,
right.
You know, what makes people think that's okay to speak to people this way? Just because he was a bus driver, you thought he was going to take your shit?
That's all.
You know?
That's
like,
all.
That's silly. Supposed to respect
stop.
People no matter what they do, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she learned...
check it. We got tonight on the show.
Exactly.
We got a real special show. We got from Lost Boys, Mr. Cheeks in the building.
Yes, indeed. What?
And later on in the show, we got a special indie female MC spotlight. Right.
Sure do.
Now check this out. We got Persia. Yeah, that's right. We got Persia.
That's right.
We got JL.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Sugar.
That's
all
right.
Coming up later on in the show. That's coming up later on in the show. But Maria's supposed to be calling in from AC3.
All right.
Around 8-ish. She's going to call around 8-ish. That's like 3 minutes. She's going to let us know what's going on out at the AC3
Live
Festival.
Live down there, y'all. Shout
Live
out to everybody
location.
Down there.
Yeah, in Atlanta right now.
Exactly.
It's going down right
Doing
now.
Doing it.
So.
Doing
so,
it.
You know.
Doing it.
Yeah, it's serious.
Yeah,
it's serious.
Can't wait for that. Yeah, Maria.
Yes, Lord. All right, and but other than that, the uppercut shit.
The uppercut.
Heard around the world. It's so crazy.
Right.
Like I said, I don't really know how to feel about it because, you know, on one note, it's like, okay, he hit a chick. But then on another note, it's like, wow, she clearly spit on him. To me, it looked like she spit on him, and all gloves come off at that point, don't you think?
Yeah, because when you spit on somebody, that's the ultimate to me, like real disrespect. Like, I don't even respect you as a person.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's
ridiculous.
Not
a good look.
Not
a good look.
But
wait, hold up. I think she's there, though. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line?
This is Miss Nana Music, Maria.
Oh, what's good? What's good?
Maria.
What's going on?
Yeah,
chilling,
Maria,
chilling.
Live at the A3C, Maria.
Live at the A3C as we speak. I just left one of the stages. We had Slum Village performing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And they were doing the classics. It was lovable. I was loving it.
Wow.
Mm-mm. It's crazy down there, right, Maria? It's bananas,
yes.
Right? Oh, my
it's
God.
It's bananas.
Shout out to Slum Village.
So is it
like wild packed as crazy? Is people wall to wall all over the place right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You
mm-hmm.
have about 5-6 different stages, different types of acts. We have DJs. We have panels. I mean, it is wall to wall people. We have merchandise all over the place and even got some good old food trucks.
Food trucks is now in the business. Yes, Lord.
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We got...
Shout out to everybody out there. If y'all out there,
yes.
For Maria, she's representing Six Man Radio in the place to be down in ABC.
Yeah. Yeah.
In
yeah.
the place to be.
Absolutely.
Maria, what else is going on out there?
Just some dope shows, dope artists out here. You know, we got some more independent acts that people should listen for. And we also got the big names. Yesterday, we did have the Beat Nuts. We did have the Alcoholics.
Wow. They ripped it. They ripped it. You know, we have today we have Just Blaze, and we also have what's his name? It's this it's a panel where they're gonna have folks like DJ Red Alert. They have all these other DJs that it's dope, and they're gonna talk about the art and stuff. I saw that on the online and stuff. You know, wow, right, that's dope. Yeah, hip hop is crazy right now. Yeah, I mean, there was just so many. I think the one that just set it off was Raekwon. He bought he got GZA on the stage with him, and they were performing.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. Wow.
That was just so, so neat. I was telling you, I was like, where to go? Because it's so dope. And in actuality, you know, when I think about it, it's so really worth it because, I mean, like, that's how you experience hip hop. The way Maria is experiencing it right now, it's crazy. It's like you don't even know which direction to go, right, Maria? Right. There's just so many places to go, and you got to try to map it out because this year they actually expanded it, and they have venues in different parts of Atlanta where they actually shuttle you to go see it. They actually have films this year. You know, they have larger stages where the artists are going to be performing. So, I mean, there's just so many things to do. If you came here and said you didn't have anything to do, then you are obviously not doing it correctly because there's just so much talent out here. It's unbelievable. Wow.
Wow. All right, yo, Maria, thanks for calling up, yo. Is there anybody around you? Anybody around you could throw on?
I don't see anybody. I had to actually move away from all the noise because there's just so much music playing. Yeah. So, I was trying to get Book Brown, which Nay, you know who that is. You know she's walking around her. Here. Yes. But she's being pulled every which way with media taking pictures and everything. So,
Let's try.
All right.
Yeah. That's what
that's
it is.
Dope,
that's
man.
Six Man Radio. We in the building. AC3 Festival. Yes. Maria, thanks for calling up, yo.
No problem. And with definitely some of these artists out here, we will have them on the show. They've agreed. No so doubt. Everyone, keep listening, and we'll have them on there.
All right,
Maria.
That's what's up. Be careful out there, yo.
I will. All right.
They
better watch out for her. Shoot. Exactly. That's for you, Maria. Yes.
All right.
All right.
Peace. Yeah, man. Six Man Radio. Hey. She out there doing it.
It's dope down there, you know. It's really crazy. Like, shout out to the people that created the festival and everything, but it's like, to me, right at this moment, right now, it's still pure. It's still hip-hop. It hasn't been touched by, like, the corporations just yet where it's going to blow up. But eventually it will, you know what I mean? Because that's evolution of a festival. But that festival is so dope. It is so dope, you know? So, you know, shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. You have Nice Wonder down there with his artists and things, you know? I think they had a whole panel or something and a whole stage even, you know? So,
All right.
You know, big things happening on the show tonight still.
That's what it is.
And you know what?
We're going to get into. Before we set up for Mr. Chief, that's what we're going to do. We're going to set up for Mr. Chief before we get into the Mr. Chief. He's on the check-in. All right? So we're going to play some Lost Boys music.
Some joints
featuring Chief. And then we're going to play Chief. Matter of fact, let's do Lil' Kim featuring Mr. Chief. Jump on.
Yeah.
Let's
get it. All right.
We the best. that, still is room for improvement. I presence is felt like a black panther movement. Seven quarters to eight, back to back, and I'm sitting on chrome. Seven
times better back for my beat. Put the Bentley's, the Hummer, the Ben. Escalate, 23 feet, Ben. Jumping out the Jaguar with the dream.
Hey, yo, keep your bread up.
Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can disappear in my mouth. Whoa. Shake up the dice, throw down your ice. Bet it all, play your fucking price. Money ain't a thing, throw it out like rice. Been around the world, cop the same thing twice. Rub on my tits, squeeze on my ass. Give me some step on the gas. Pop the cork and roll up the hash. You know what we about, sex, drugs, and cash.
For my beat, put the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben. Escalate, 23 and trim. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Ben. Keep your bread up and live good. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. All my players in the world stay fly. And if you ballin', then you can stay fly.
Into the world of the Playboy pinup girl, butt naked, dressed in none but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you know I'm freaky, and you wanna eat me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Chicks by the layer, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how the thing goes. Now everybody come get me the lingo. Shake your body, buddy, move your body, buddy. On the dance floor, don't hurt nobody, buddy. I'm the one that put the range in the Rover. When I'm stepping out the range, yo, it's over. Coming through in the Brooklyn in here. We gon' do this just like
hey, yo, Big Pop. This is for my beat. With the Bentley, the Hummer, the Ben. Escalade, 23 and trim. Jumping out the Jaguar with the trim. Keep your bread up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fam, finally up in the piece. Got my man that put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the Uptown, you know what I mean? Word up.
MCA, this is how we do everything.
Me and Freaky Ty, Pretty Lou, my man, Big Night. We be getting down representing, so this is how it goes. Let me let you know how it be in the C-H-E, double B-O.
Who's the worst in the tear rap game? Uh-huh. For those that claim to be the best, I tear them out the frame. I'm representing putting Queens on the map. Devil Springs with some baggy jeans when I rap. Come up with a style, but they call versatile. But treat me like no lame, I've been in this game for a while. I seen a lot of come, I seen a lot of go. I seen a lot of break, I seen a lot of blow. Yo, it's a trick to see your fella slip. Get a grip, get a grip, you don't even know the half of my crew. To be talking what you talking and to act like you do. Yo, set you tried to cross the line and hit the border. LB fam start attacking, someone's acting out of order. Put on your leather gloves and hats and get your bits and bats. And get the gats just in case you take it to the stack.
The Lex goes to Venus and the Benz. To all of my ladies and my men.
Uh-huh.
And all of my people in the tent.
My man,
keep your head up and to the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumping, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say
punks be frontin' like they ill.
Like
that bustin' cash ain't got a goddamn thing to do with
skill.
Recognize what you frontin' for.
Oh,
I know your style, you never hit a blunt before. Or you're just another in the race.
Man, you better stop
faking jacks, taking up space. To me, you're nothing but the needle in the haystack. Listen, kid, I've been doing this here for ways back. In the day, ace to straight. At the best, up in Zimbabwe. Who's the best? I want the best to come test me. So I could release the stress from my test, G. Is you down to go pound for pound? Toe to toe, blow for blow, round for round. I'm wondering, cause I bring the thunder in the rain. Causing confusion to your brain.
It's the Let's Goose, the Beamers, and the Benz. And all of my ladies and my men. And all of my peoples in the pen. Keep your head up and to the hood. East Coast, West Coast, and worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with bumper, no lie. And if you with me, let me hear you say it right.
I'm saying, kid, it's only right to represent where I'm from. East Coast, bottom line. But I represent wherever I go. I be on the West Coast. We be getting high with on. The fellas who pop on the line. When we lose, sick and tired. Come on. Every day, you know how we do.
Oh, wow. I'm talking these motherfuckers. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh.
It's not the vibe. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. LB. G. One family.
Oh, my.
With the man.
Yeah.
Big dog. And hot. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Ooh.
Come on.
Woo.
I'm talking like Cameron.
Yeah.
Big dog, man. One shot deal.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Money spent, niggas getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it. Sonny's turning something. I got a seat up in the cut and I'm burning something. Fruity dance around a nigga and I'm feeling one. Off the top of the stairs and I'm feeling fun. Put some dolo at the table. I'm fucking with the chick with the fat fatty and the ring up in the navel. Dances around, she struts with the fuck walk. Touches her toes so she can make her butt talk. Do what you gotta do. I ain't mad at you. Know a lot of famous women, seen none as bad as you. You's a real bad girl, a nigga need that. Sippin' on your Henny, askin' where the weed at. Let me put you on to something. You fuckin' with a big nigga, no frontin'. Yeah.
Turn it around, let me see something. Fuckin' with me, some real is gon' be something. Yeah. I'm talking lights, camera, action. Have me singin', I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something. Fuckin' with me, some real is gon' be something.
Yeah.
I'm talking lights, camera, action. Have me singin',
okay.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Six-Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that groaning, sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. Yo, I got a special co-host tonight, you know, for the interview. My special co-host, Miss Tammy from PD Radio. What's good, Tam?
Hey, Seed. Hello, guys.
Yeah, man, what's going on? So listen, on the line, we got a special guest. First of all, the leader of one of my favorite groups, hip-hop groups of all time, hands down. They got hits upon hits upon hits. It's crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to y'all Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys. What's good, bro?
What's happening, baby? Everything's solid. Everything's solid.
Yeah, man.
What's going on with
it? Yeah, man. Yo, look, I want to thank you for calling. I appreciate it. You know, big fan, been a big fan forever, you know. Shout to Jamaica Queens, got a lot of good niggas out there, you know, so shout to you. And I wanna take it to the beginning, yo. Let's take it to the beginning, like the whole Lost Boys thing. Shout rest in peace, Freaky Ty as well, you know.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
How did y'all link up? Was it y'all was all from the same hood and you just was like, all right, well we're gonna do this rap thing?
No, it was the same hood. We used to go to school together and all of that, you know. Niggas that meet up before they go to school, hang out before they go to school and all that. And it was just, you know, it just came about, you know. We used to go to Park Jams and get it in on the mic, you know what I'm saying? We was raised up on Grandmaster Vic and Spank G, Dada Rock and all of them like that,
yeah.
South Jamaica legends and all of that, so definitely just wanted to be a part of that. So we hit up some park jams and whatever, get our battle on and spread the word, you know what I'm saying? Put the team together, Lost Boys, and just ran like that early.
Yeah. So did the Lost Boys dance, the infamous Lost Boys dance? I ain't gonna fuck you, cause I still do this shit. Like, if I go out, real talk, like, if I go out. If some come on, this shit crazy, that shit funky, nigga. Nigga, I'm doing the Lost Boys dance, nigga. Yo, talk, did that come from the Park Jams when you was out there, y'all was doing that? Like, did that whole thing come from there, or did that come a little bit later?
No doubt. It came from right, you know, like back when that's how we would dance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in the day, battle dancing and all that, so it's all part of the culture, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
That's what we're starting in Q Club, Red Cafe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I definitely started like that. Just you know what I'm saying? Burning it down and getting your little, you know, how you feel on it. And the dances came about. You know what I mean? Just the LB Shuffle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, what's it called? The LB Shuffle?
No doubt about it.
Yeah. That's dope.
Love it. Mr. Cheeks, I have a crazy question for you. I have this thing. I like to know where people get their names from, how they came about. How did the name Mr. Cheeks come about?
Mr. Cheeks came about, you know, doing what I do, getting my grind on, right? my man Black Justice. One night I was going to the Club Mercedes out here in Queens, and Black Justice from the Supreme Team gave me that name, you know what I'm saying? I walked in the building, he said, Mr. Cheeks in the building. I was like, that nigga, so first my name was Coach Cheeks, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know me as Coach Cheeks in the street, you know what I mean? But
when he said that,
you know what I'm saying, that's coming from the Supreme Team, I was like, bing, I kept that name right from there, you know what I'm saying? So Black Justice gave me that, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to the God, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, rest in peace. Word. Rest in peace. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, one of my biggest things about rap groups, you know, is it's always been that the dopest groups end up breaking up. Like, was it an official Lost Boys breakup? Because I ain't go front. Like no, every group has like the standout. So I mean, it was inevitable you were going through that. You know what I'm saying? Like you was gonna do the solo thing anyway. But was it a breakup or what was it, just we just don't wanna do this no more collectively?
Nah, I mean, you know, at the time he passed, you know what I'm saying? It just was like I don't know, we was doing it so long together, you know what I mean? And when he passed away, you know, everybody was I can speak for myself, but you know,
it ain't still the same.
Different things, man. It wasn't the same, you know what I'm saying, without the God, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But I've been, you know, getting it in and just doing what it do. It's big nice, you know what I'm saying? He got locked up for the situation he was in. And, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. You know what I mean?
So,
hold on.
Because, nigga, the Lights, Camera, Action record. Jesus Christ.
Still,
man,
yeah.
Man, we still. Jesus, right? You can't even put. You can't put that on anybody. Yo, I dare anybody to not bob your head. Yo, if you don't bob your head, you dead. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing
at
the party? Yo, it's crazy. Like, it's one of them. What? It's the truth. Them type records, those are special records because they don't all. There's not a lot of them. Matter of fact, in the last, I can't even think of a record that is in that category in the last maybe 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like I think five to 10 years. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. What do you think about how the game is now? Like to compare it, to put a mirror up to that, to when we came up in the golden era. What how you think it is now? You think the kids, they respecting this?
I mean, it's like anybody, you know what it is, man. It's like anybody make a record now. It's hard to find what talent is. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
records out there that's just they ain't really saying nothing, really. You know what I mean? That's out right now, but you know, there's a few good artists out there. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. Everybody on that whatever they on right now. So it's like everybody. Is not really paying attention to what hip hop is. You know what I'm saying? You should have that talent to do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like not overnight shit. You know what I'm saying? You really have to get it in and put the pen to the paper and all of that. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's just like it's a big market now. So you know, it's what it is.
Cookie cutter.
I don't even think about it no more. I just be making records and shit. You know what I'm saying? And bodying these shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We had Craig G on the show a few weeks ago, and he was telling us that y'all got an album coming out together soon, right? That y'all working on something. Yeah, man. When
that
supposed to drop?
We got a little song right now that we just leaked out called Dominoes. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Ruler Divine and me and Craig G, my man, Lamont. You know what I mean? But that album is an ill hip hop album, though. You know what I'm saying? It's called Hip Hop Honors. You know what I mean? Me and him together, we call it Strike Team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It got a good 19 joints on there. It's got some Pete Rock tracks. You know what I'm saying? Beat Nuts. You know what I mean? There's a few other promote production on there. It's just crazy, like DJ Nasty and things like that. Some London cats from out of London sending some music. You know, it's just. Everything we're doing right now, we're just lining it up for the winter, you know what I mean? Getting ready to just give me that feel, that you know, that I don't know how to call it, you know what I mean? That concrete jungle music that we make, you know?
Yeah.
World up, man. Flash, and then they also got an album coming out with me, Mike Geronimo, and Royal Flush got an album coming out too called Queens Reign Supreme. It's going down too.
All right.
It's a lot of things coming, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Putting it down.
What up? Shout to Mike and Flush, man. Shout to them. Them little niggas and good niggas. Word up.
No doubt about it.
Well, you got an album coming out, Dolo album?
Dolo album coming out. I think I'm going to go for November with it, though. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute before I put something out, so score on.
Yeah.
And the winner is, you know what I mean? It's a single. I got two singles out right now. One's called Having Fun. One is called Cups in the Air. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stephen Marley and shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. We're going to get it.
We're coming with some things, man, you know? About to shoot this video on the 13th or 14th out there in Miami, so about to really get it back on, you know. What we do,
right.
The music and all of that. Word up. Like you said, that grown shit too, though. You know what I mean?
Well,
Steve is pushing that adult contemporary hip-hop movement. What do you think about that, Mr. Cheeks? You think that is needed?
What do you think?
I said, see, he's pushing the adult contemporary hip-hop movement.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about it?
You know what I mean? I'm digging that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're getting older as you get older, you know what I'm saying? You got to stay on what it is, you know what I mean? You can't be lollipopping around, so definitely got to get grown. You know, that's what it is anyway, you know what I mean? Definitely got to let That's a beautiful movement. I'm with that movement.
Right, because, yo, or some real shit, Cheeks, basically what it is, we feel like as fans and even yourself, you know, you're a fan of hip hop, so take yourself out of being an artist for a second as a fan. You know what I'm saying? We grew up, hip hop didn't. So the whole thing is, all right, why is Mr. Cheeks competing with Roscoe Dash at the cash register?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So basically, at the end of the day, we try to get as much people talking and getting to a point where they got to make a fucking Grammy nomination, a category, best adult contemporary hip-hop album, best adult contemporary hip-hop artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, give us our own shit.
Yeah.
Rock and roll is segregated. They got soft rock, heavy metal.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
If you feel me?
Definitely right about all that right there. You know what I'm saying? No niggas ain't in the same class as... I mean, I ain't saying that, but they ain't in the same class as what we came up in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the music we made, come on, that shit is holding. Niggas learn from us. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that's around me probably wasn't even, niggas couldn't even come outside when we was doing, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
You gotta ask their aunts and their moms about us. Like, nigga, hell, you know, like, years in this right here. So, definitely, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas gotta pay more attention to the game, like, it's like you'd be like, where's all the 90 rappers at? Like, where the fuck, where's the hip hop shit at, though? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's what it is, man. You try to ignore that. But my man DMX holding it down. He making sure niggas know we still in the building. Like, he's definitely a true hip hop nigga, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. All day. Shout out to X. What's up with the LB fan movie? What's up with the documentary?
Documentary, we about to place that up in some theaters. We had a little screening maybe 3 weeks ago.
We're
paying it to go up in the theaters now, you know what I'm saying? The Lost Boys True Story. But it's not, it's a come off of a, we're going to use the movie and then we got a host going to be old like a TV series, though, you know what I'm saying? American Artist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Next one going to be with Foxy Brown. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple of people that we lining up, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's going to spin off into like a TV series, you know what I mean? Well, that's what it is, though, you know? Just working and getting it in.
Yeah, all day. Got to.
Hell
that's
right.
Look,
hell
we know you're busy. We're going to let you go. But before we do, we ask all our guests the same question. It's your top three MCs of all time, top three groups of all time, and your top three producers all time.
All right, good.
Yeah. Everybody gets it. Top three.
Come on, Mr. Cheeks. Come on.
I'm going to go with my man, MC Shan. I'm going to go with Big Daddy Kane, and I'm going to go with Rakim, because that's, you know, that's my people. I love that right there. I mean, that's what I learned from. Like, I mean, I got to say LL Cool J. See, you got like, to have the names in it, but you can't think, but, you know. Groups. God, the sex, I love them. You talking about Volcom, right?
Yeah.
Buckshot Shorty and them. Band and all of them. You already know, what's kind of was a hard group. De La Soul was hard. They always hard. You know, right off top of the stinking, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's three that I can deal with, you know? And then, what else you ask me about?
Producers.
Wow. Pete Rock, Premier, my man Diamond D, you know? He made some notes. He's going back in the day, you know? Right there. I guess I could just throw in the air right there. That's my boy. I like the way they make them things. Those classic tracks they make, you know what I mean?
You can take that
right there. No doubt about it.
Big fan of all of them. Sound good to me. Cheeks, man. Yo, I appreciate you calling, B. I appreciate it. On behalf of Six Man Radio, bruh. Anything you got, shoot it over here, bro. That shit is good as fun. You heard?
No doubt about it. Text me the email, and I'm dinging you. You already know. Sending you all my mob music. You know the label is Mob Music. Jazz Money is the artist. Fret them. You know what I mean? We on our way. Mob Music is the label, man. Just check us out. You know what I mean? MobMusicInc.com. You know what I mean? LBMafia.com. You know? Check us out.
Yeah, I checked that out earlier. Nice site. LBMafia.com.
Nice. Nice. Thank
y'all. Make sure y'all go check that out, lbmafia.com. And yo, Cheeks, don't hang up because we still won't get that drop. Six Man Radio. We'll be back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sending this one out to my man Killer B. No doubt, indeed. Without weed. No man is safe from. You can run, but you can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway crooks. They never around when the beef cooks in my part of town. It's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and old, heavy on the cops' control. They better have the riot gear ready, trying to back me and get rock steady. By the Mac 1 double, I touch you and leave you with not much to go home with. My skin is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of action. If I'm not at home, puffin' live, relaxing. New York got a nigga depressed, so I wear a slug proof underneath my guest. God bless my soul, before I put my foot down and begin to stroll into the drama I built. And all I'm finished beef, you will soon be killed. Put us together, it's like mixing vodka and milk. I'm going out blasting, taking my enemies with me. And if not, they scar, so they will never forget me. Lord, forgive me, the Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. I'm falling and I can't turn back. Or maybe it's the words from my man Killer Black that I can't say, so what's left of untold facts. Until my death, my goal is to stay alive. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. Yeah, we live in this super dangerous time. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this super dangerous time. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this super dangerous time. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this super dangerous time.
Weird Productions, man. Let's go.
How you not, little Kim? How you not, Nikki? I'm the porcelain guy. Got a lot of shit with me. Thick bitch, rock a lot of pink biggie, and I got the whole motherfucking phone. How to me, bruh. I ain't no Dungeon Dragon. I'm a front yard pit bull bitch and spazzing. Fuck, I look like copycat in the next chick. Got the game flipping like a motherfucking sidekick. Man, I said it, sidekick. You know, Timo, top five pick. I am the best of the bunch. Shout out the ego trip, man. They must have had a hunch.
I will rip you, triple you the Nexus. Hang a blue sign in your brand new Rexus. Hollow point slow in my mouth is the eagle's bitch. Boo.
W-Weird Productions, man, let's go.
I am not Little Kim, I am not Nicki, I'm the porcelain guy, got a lot of shit with me. Thick bitch, rock a lot of pink biggie, and I got the whole motherfucking farm rock with me. Bruh, I ain't no dungeon dragon, I'm a front yard pit bull bitch and spazzing. Fuck, I look like copycat in the next chick, got the game flipping like a motherfucking sidekick. Man, I said it, sidekick, you know, Timo, top five pick, I am the best of the bunch, shout out the ego trip, man, they must have had a hunch. I will rip you, cripple you the Nexus. Hang a blue sign in your brand new Rexus. Hollow point slow in my mouth is the eagle's bitch. Food for thought and bitch, I will feed you. Here's a taste of the spoon. I ain't going nowhere, so you better make room. Roll the red carpet, call the diamonds. Tell Jazz included that I play my tunes. I'm Jay, this is Reasonable Doubt. I was spit to my mouth on the verge of a drought. I'm the queen of the rap shit back from vacation. Bitch, I'm sold out, don't make me get the Haitian. Ruh, ruh, I ain't no dungeon dragon. Ruh, ruh, I'm a pit bull stazzin'. Ruh, ruh, I want the game to dragon.
I'll be some bitches low on the radio battling.
Ruh, ruh, I ain't a dungeon dragon.
Ruh, ruh,
I'm a pit bull stazzin'.
Ruh,
ruh, I want the game to dragon.
I'll be some bitches low on the radio battling.
I don't give a fuck if you think I'm too hard. My gift, it was given by God. Baby Daddy Smith can't hustle no more. I will try for a quest my way through the door. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. I'm so on the grind, I'm ahead of the plan. Mr. Don Peace, they call me 4 grand. Feel a breeze when you walk in the room. You're a fan. I'm a white girl gunning. Pop the blue pill, now I'm up and straight coming.
I'm coming.
I deal in the dealings. Love it when a hater hates me. Catch feelings. Keep yapping, I love it in the gutter. Most you'll ever be here, somebody, baby mother. Toast me, I'm an asshole. Pretty fat bitch, this here is a bankroll. And you're a wet food stamp. Hold back, slut, you a lady in a tram. 5-star, come on, the burps get amped. I lose weight, besides that, I'm a champ. Silence, you in the presence of an OG. If I had a dick, you'd be steady trying to blow me. I'm T.I., y'all motherfucking know me. I win, where's the trophy?
Ruh, ruh, I ain't no dungeon dragon.
Ruh,
ruh, I'm a pit bull stazzin'.
Ruh, ruh, I want the game to flagging.
While these dumb bitches go on the radio battling.
Ruh, ruh, I ain't a dungeon dragon.
Ruh, ruh,
I'm a pit bull stazzin'.
Ruh, ruh,
I want the game to flagging.
While these dumb bitches go on the radio battling.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nate D. Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up? That was a dope interview, Steve, with Mr. Cheeks.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. And Keith's selection. For his MCs, don't you think?
Yeah. I was actually, you know, actually surprised as well. Word up. But you know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
That joint we just played, that was by our next guest. That was by Persia. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do, we're going to get into that. We want to introduce y'all to Persia. Y'all probably already know her.
Right.
But we want to reintroduce you if you don't. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. Six Man Radio. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. Nate, what's goody good in
what's
the hoodie hood,
man? You know, man, same as it ever was. We got a real special guest on the line, though. Real special.
Very special guest on the line. You
super
know,
special.
Very, very, she too special. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Five Walkaway Queens.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all to Persia. What's good, Sam?
Yeah.
How are you?
What's good? I'm good. How are you?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Yo, it's crazy because we go back, but we kind of don't go back. Like, we know each other, but we don't. We're so, like, it's crazy.
Right.
You know, I had a video, Little Voices, out. You know, a few years back. It did
I remember
well,
that video.
Yeah, Persia was in it at the, towards the end.
I kind of just fell into the video.
Yeah, she was in it towards the end. She played a mother that's coming in like, yo, you got to fire my kids. You got to fire my kids. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, this was around the whole white rapper show thing. So I want to get into that. I want to get into that real quick because a lot of people know you from there. The White Rapper show, which was definitely, I ain't going to front. I love that show. The show was crazy. They need to bring it back, actually.
Yeah, protesting it at first, like, no. But once I saw the show, I'm like, oh, this is pretty dope.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It wasn't as good as it could have been, and it wasn't as bad as people thought it was going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll agree
exactly.
with you on
you
that
stood
one.
Out. You was a standout, though. You were definitely
you.
A standout. And, you know, the pom-poms was in the air for you the whole time, you know.
You would know those bars, though, on that show. He said what
yeah.
you felt, how you felt, whatever. It didn't even matter. You was just really, like, to the point, like, look, don't chump me because I'm a chick. Let me let you understand. Right.
You I kind of felt the way because when I tried out for the show didn't have a title yet.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to the hotel the day before – and I heard the title and I saw the other contestants, I got a little mad. I was like, oh, this don't look good.
Yeah. Wow.
So I was constantly like, hold on. I'm not one of these other people.
Right.
So how did you even find out about the audition for? Was it something that somebody put you on to? Or you just was like, yo, I'm going to just throw this shot in the dark. I'm going to see what's good with it.
You know what's crazy? Like, I had never spit before. Mm. And really, I wanted to do The Real World, and I forget, I might have just missed the audition, whatever. So I was looking on Craigslist, and I saw the ad, and it said, looking for white rappers must have personality. So I was like, so I got personality, but I don't know if I can rap. I was like, so let me see if I can rap.
Wait, so you wasn't rapping before that?
Nah, the first time I ever spit was for the audition. Like, I always wrote. But I never wanted to be a rapper.
Fuck out of here. No way.
Yeah.
I would have never believed that. Yeah, I would have never believed that either. Really?
Yeah, like when
like,
I did the audition.
Give this a shot.
I know I could write, but I always just used to like rewrite songs because I thought it was funny. I used to make like comedy out of songs. So I was like, let me try to spit. And when I went and auditioned, the lady was like, hold up, do that again? And I was like, what happened? I cursed? And they were just looking at me all crazy.
Yeah. They
probably like, yeah, she said she never spit before, but I'm finding it hard to believe. That,
I never liked
that.
My voice, so it never dawned on me to do something where I had to talk.
That's crazy because, so basically, that sets you off as the quote-unquote artist, Persia.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Persia didn't exist before that. Like, even in my hood, everybody be like, who's Persia? Who's Persia? And then somebody be like, Destiny. And they be like, oh, she's big.
So where the name Persia come from, though?
Yeah.
I had signed the papers for the White Rapper Show, and I didn't have a name.
Oh, my goodness.
And, like, around Rockaway, everybody called me Shicey Eyes, but they cut it to Shicey. And sometimes that's not really marketable, you know.
Yeah.
So I sat up with some guy I knew, like, from an AOL chat room, and I was like, I need a name.
Yeah.
This is really.
And he was like, you got those like, Arabian eyes. He was like, try Persia. So I was like, well, I'm going to go out tonight and tell everybody my name is Persia and see how it feels.
Yeah.
This is bugging me out. This is really bugging me out.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's crazy because I could see if at the end of the day you was whack. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But
you then it
would
fire,
be like, though.
Oh,
like, and it's
now.
No. I think that's why I go so hard, because I feel like it, God gave it to me since it came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, well, like, I've always been a hustler, so I felt like God was like, listen, I need you to stop hustling. Let me give you something to work with. So that's why, like, people are like, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. You should give it up. But like, nah, so I can't give it up. Like, it came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, I definitely agree with you on that, but... as me and C discovered, you have a real interesting background. You should have a lot to rap about. A lot, you know? We read that, you know, you're the, you know, daughter of renowned Madam Jillian Bradley and my boss, Anthony Salido. I'm like, what? This must
I
not-
never Yeah, I never really throw that out there. Like, just recently, I started talking about it because I never really wanted it to be like a cosign that people use.
Right.
But oh, you've been on a couple of shows then. Shit.
Right? Somebody said that.
Yeah. Damn.
Because it's crazy. It's crazy because me, I'm obsessed with the mob. And the reason why is, you know, just the codes that they live by, you know, respect other men, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? And I'm obsessed with it. I watch all the documentaries. I've seen everything. And I've seen about your pops. I've seen. You know what I mean? So shout to him.
A lot of different things, yeah.
Yeah, shout to him. And, you know, shout to the, that is really, really dope. When you were coming up, Did you actually, were you around it? Like, you were around all that as it was going on?
When I was little, I was around it a lot more, but I was like the estranged daughter. So he had his main family, and then I was over here. But I was around it a little bit. Like, I was more like with my uncles and aunts.
Yeah. Because he passed away a while ago. You were young. You were pretty young. Yeah. So.
I spent a lot of time with John Gotti. So I came up with that respect for the street. I guess that's why I don't flaunt it too much. Like, oh, that's my father, because you know it's kind of that's what it is, and you kind of just keep it quiet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's not something you want to broadcast, but
right.
No.
Off the hook. Well, I ain't gonna front shit. I would. I'd be like, shit.
I'm just now. Somebody just now was like, you know, you really need to use it to your advantage. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just have to use what I got, because apparently just being humble and real isn't working.
No, that doesn't work in hip-hop.
No, not at all. But you know what, Purs? Like real talk, it ain't even necessarily a negative thing, though. You know what I mean? Because those guys had a real stranglehold on business. And I mean, people could call it what they want. They could call it negative or whatever. But for me, I'm for the underdog. Six man over here, we for the underdog. So for people to come from nothing and build a business, whether it be legal, not legal, whatever, and still be able to provide for their families, that's what's up. So, you know, it's a positive thing. It can be parlayed into something positive as well. You know.
It definitely is, because I've seen my mother do it twice. Like, my mother was in business till the late 70s, and when I was born, she became a born-again Christian, and I grew up poor. And then when I started selling drugs, like around 11, 12 years old, she had reached out to an old client of hers and asked for some money to get back into business. So that's when I learned, like I had always heard stories about my mother, but I was like, whatever. My mother sits at the table with her tea and a Bible. Yeah,
like, you don't know.
So then when she reopened, I was like, my mother's a madam? What? Huh?
Yeah.
And then I got the stories from like the 70s, and I was astonished. And to watch her build something all over again, like we was on welfare. Like, I couldn't get sneakers at one point, and there was no money. And she had a hospital card at one point. So to see my mother rebuild a multi-million-dollar business and find out, like, that she was one of the most respected women in the business, I was amazed. And it made me realize that, you know, it don't matter where you come from as long as you work hard.
That's right.
Very nice. Absolutely. Yeah.
Shout out to her as well. So what do you got going on now? Like, what projects can we look for? Where can they go? Where can the people go check you out at?
I just dropped the mixtape, The Truth. That's on Jack Piff and Audio Mac. It's on my website, PersiaGotNext.com. And I'm focusing now, like, on the next mixtape, a few visuals, and I'm going to drop a series of EPs with different producers. I'm trying to show some versatile. So the next thing I'm probably going to drop is going to be, like, a Lauryn Hill-ish type jazz EP.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got something to prove, being that I constantly yell, she too hard, she too street. So I got something to prove now.
So you sing,
yeah,
too? You doing a little singing?
Yeah,
too?
I sing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
wow,
nice.
Okay.
You're very talented.
Thank you.
That girl talented. She talented. Good though. All right, that's dope. So PersiaGotNext.com. Y'all make sure y'all go check her out over there. You know. And what's the name of the mixtape? It's called Truth?
Yeah, The Truth.
The Truth, and that's on Dat Piff right now. Yeah. And yo, I'm telling you, man, Persia cool as shit too, man. Follow her on Twitter at PersiaNYC, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all make sure y'all follow her. Now, Persia, like, before we let you go, we ask everybody,
mm-hmm,
the same
everybody
question. All right? Your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three producers all time, hip-hop. Let's get it.
MCs. Damn, I hate this when it's, like,
yeah,
off the top and I can't remember. You know what it is? People keep changing, so your top gets messed up. I'm always, from day one, I'm always with Jay. I feel like Jay, his lyrics always relate to what's going on, and I like his evolution as a man. Not a lot of MCs can evolve lyrically as they evolve as men.
That's
right,
true.
Right.
Hold on. What, Jordan? Okay. Let's see. Really?
Two more
can
MCs.
I bounce,
come on.
Can I bounce around? Like, I'm an MOP head.
All right.
Yeah, bounce around.
Bounce around.
MOP, brand new being.
MCs, though. Only MCs.
Yeah.
Right now you're answering. You need your top three MCs, your top three groups, and your top three producers. Hit it.
No,
take it away.
Going with Jay. Let me see. Who else besides Jay? I rock with Joelle. Like, I really like Joelle lyrically. And
that's two.
Oh,
one more.
On the spot? I know. I hate leaving people out.
Is anybody
else
who wish it to be?
Right now I'm rocking with Fred the Godson.
All right. Okay. Yeah, so that's
like, he got that old school
still?
Now.
Yeah. All right, now for your groups.
My groups, MOP, Brand Nubian.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Groups.
You just got one more to go.
I know, it's not fair, though. Group.
Come on,
first. Wu-Tang. I almost forgot Wu-Tang was a group.
I
almost forgot they was a group.
All right.
And you only got one
producers.
More left. Mm-hmm.
Producers. Pete Rock, Just Blaze, and I guess Swizz Beatz.
I don't think nobody said Just Blaze.
No,
I love Just.
First
Just I've been stalking Just for a beat, and he's not having it. But I told him, before I die, I'm going to get a beat.
That's how I feel about Dr. Dre.
And that might come from so much Jay music. Like, he's just, he's so, like, everything, you can hear that it's built from scratch.
Right.
Like, a lot of beats, you hear him, and you'd be like, oh, that's hot. But with Just, you can hear, like, the different ingredients. Jordan, are you crazy?
She's a single mother, y'all. It's real.
Yeah, I'm in the park. I was like, go up there. I got to do an interview.
Yeah, yeah. It's real.
Multitask.
So wait, you still got one more. You still got one more.
I got one more.
Mm. Yeah.
No, she says Swizz Beatz, Just Blaze, and Pete Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she says
Swizz Beatz, Just Blaze, Pete Rock. All right. Wow, yeah, that's a hell of a list, huh? Yeah, that's a good list.
And I'm trying to get something done with Pete. Pete's been a little busy, but I ain't forgetting he said he was going to give me a track.
Yeah,
you keep on top of that, brother.
Yeah, I do.
Make your beat.
Pete, make it happen, Pete. Come on, man. Come on, big bro. Word up.
I just spoke to him recently, and he was like, I'm a little busy, but I'm definitely going to get you some in the next few weeks. So.
You know who her father was?
Word up. Yo, Purge, man, yo, listen, I want to thank you for taking time out and hitting us up, man. Word up. You got a home here, Adult Contemporary Hip Hop. You got anything, any records, you send them to me. Them shit's as good as spun. You already know.
Definitely will. All right.
All right,
thank
keep
you.
In touch. And, yo, stay on the line real quick because I want to get a drop from you, all right?
All right.
All right. Six Man Radio, we'll be right back.
What it bees like, everything is gravy and Grey Goose. This is your homegirl, Sarah Connor, tuning in to Six Man Radio for adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's the home. Tune in.
Yup, it's Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage. Yo, man, I have the dubious honor of introducing y'all to one of my favorite brand new female MCs that you really need to keep your eyes open for. Straight out of Canada too, man. Canada, they're kind of taking over a little bit, man. What's going on, y'all? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all to JL. What's going on, Ma?
Hey, what's good? What's good?
Chilling, man. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, you know.
No problem. My pleasure.
Yeah, man. yeah, come on, man. It's a no-brainer, y'all. It's a no-brainer, man. Before we jump into, you know, what you got going on now, I want everybody to get a really good overview of who you are as a person. You're from Canada. What part?
Yeah, Toronto, Ontario.
Toronto, basically
Screwface Capital, is what we call it. Screwface Capital of the world.
Now, why do they say that? Why do they say that that's the Screwface Capital of the world?
Because people just aren't. We're just not really, like, you know, friendly. It's a lot of politics, especially in the music industry in Toronto. A lot of politics. Like, basically, if no one knows you, you won't get put on. So that's
wow.
To make the grind even harder. You know, like Drake. Yeah. Take Drake for instance. Like he had to, like, basically push himself and make himself known. You know.
Right.
So yeah, that's basically why. But
and it's crazy because I actually like Toronto a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm up there, you know, it's a lot. You get a lot of love out there. So
mm-hmm.
I never was school faced out there. You know what
that's
I mean?
Like, did you perform up
yeah.
there?
Yeah, I was with Mims. I was with Mims at the time.
Okay.
And, you know,
okay, that's good. Okay.
Yeah,
they're one of the hardest crowds to rock. So.
Yeah. Just like New York.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And I always say, I tell people all the time when they ask me about Toronto, I tell them, if London and New York had sex and had a baby, it would be Toronto. You know, it reminds me so much of both cities. You know, it reminds me of
wow.
London and it reminds me of New York, you know. So,
wow.
You know. So I was looking at your bio. It said that
mm-hmm.
you lived in seven different cities across
mm-hmm.
the Ontario area. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I moved a lot. Like when I was when I moved to Brantford like a year after my mom passed away, and me and Pops don't get along, so I left like 6 months after, and I moved different cities, like different towns. Even I went to like this small town called Newcastle, and then I moved to Oshawa. Then I moved to Whitby. Whitby's like my hometown. It's like that's my gate.
Right.
That's like, you know, my hood, even though there's no hood. But you know what I'm saying? Like Whitby,
right.
Ajax, Pickering, back to Scarborough, Toronto, North York. So yeah, I've been all over the place basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So what's the scene like out there? I know the hip hop scene is really big out there, especially
mm-hmm.
you know with Boy Wonder on
oh, yeah.
production out there. And matter of fact, mm-hmm. you got a record with matter of fact, not even just a record. You're working with Jazz Feezy, who was part of the Boy Wonder camp, you know, on your project.
Yeah.
That's big.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, it is.
And I mean, he's very humble guy. Like me and him are good friends. He looked out for me. You know, he does sometimes, like, he's acted like a manager for me. Like, you know, he's just an all around, like, that's fam to me. And I don't go around being like, oh yeah, like my producer signed to Boy Wonder label, blah blah. Because a lot of people do that. I'm just like, he's humble and I'm humble. You gotta stay humble.
Yeah.
You gotta stay hungry. So, but he's talented, and I'm glad I got somebody looking out for me. You know, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So how did you start? What made you really start rapping? For those of you who don't know, JL is she is a white rapper, you know, and. And she surpasses that. You understand? Like you won't even know. And I'm digging that, because that's what I like most about the situation, is not only do you get busy, but it's like it's the Eminem thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't really front. You can't front on
yeah.
the talent at all. And you know, I gotta salute that. So. When did you start? What made you want to start? And did you find that your race was a big barrier for you when you were starting out?
Well, honestly, like growing up, I was an angry kid. So I listened to like rap music, and it would just make me more angry. But it
right.
I basically did it just to rebel against my dad and stuff. But I grew up falling in love with rap, you know, rap and hip hop was my big thing. Never been into like, you know, it's got my roots. I do like rock music here and there and like some R&B, but I don't know, I just grew up listening to it. And then basically when my mom passed away, there was like a lot of pain that I didn't want to deal with. And I remember working downtown Toronto and these guys were freestyling, and I'm just like, I was listening to them. They're like, you should try it. And so I didn't, because I'm like, I'm going to choke, right? Like, I'm not going to be able to do it. But then the next couple of days, we were just, like, basically in a cipher. And, you know, that's
yeah.
from then I just started writing. Now, it started off with poetry, but then it finally developed over time.
Right.
And the last 3 years have been my most serious years. And right now I'm working with somebody new in terms of a mentor to basically, I'm working with him in order to, like, develop my flow, my timing, my delivery. He's like, you know, give me 6 months working with you, and you'll be like one of the top female rappers in Toronto. So.
Wow.
Yeah, he knows I'm hungry. I'm hungry for success. I'm hungry. So, I just you know, want to get better and better. There's always room for improvement. So.
Yeah, that's dope. And it was even doper is that you know that. You know what I'm saying? Because what happens is with a lot of MCs, you're supposed to be. You're supposed to have that ideology that, hey, I'm the best. You know what I mean? And a lot of MCs, you know, they'll adopt that after they wrote like two raps, like, yo, I'm the best.
Right.
You know what I mean? Without really, like, it could be the potential be there and everything's there. You're on your way for it. But, you know, a lot of people, they adopt that a little too soon. So, you know, I think it is dope that you're always looking to evolve and make it better and tighten it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I mean, I think you're on the right path with that. Like that's definitely the right attitude to have when you're trying to get into that. So shout to you,
yeah.
man. Shout to you.
Thank you.
Nah, for real. You know that's big. It's really really big. So. Let's fast forward a little bit. I see here you. It's the guy who was pretty much coaching you. It was what was it? Part coach, part mentor. L.
Yeah.
That's the guy. L. Is he an MC as well? He's out there doing.
Yeah. He is. Yeah, he is. He's basically dropping his album December 12th of this year, so 12/12/12. He's gotten a mixtape. He's got a previous album. He's dope. Like, he grew up listening to a lot of Jay-Z and Nas, so he's got his own flow, and he's sick with it. Like, he's amazing. So, I mean,
yeah.
I do have a good teacher, you know, so.
Yeah, that's dope. Have you worked with I got one of my homeboys out there, Paige?
No, I know who Paige is, but no.
Yeah. Yeah, well, shout out to Paige. Salute.
Salute, brother. I ain't speak to him in a long time. When I was out there, and he took me to the sneaker shop, and them niggas just gave me sneakers, man. Like, yo, here. You know, I was like, wow, I'm hanging with Paige. Like, I'm running with him. Yeah, but it was crazy. Shout out to him. So the project that you got coming out, it's an EP. Mm-hmm. It's called Story to Tell, and it's supposed to drop next month, right?
Looking at the end of November now. We're just got to find a venue for the release party because I'm trying to, like, build a buzz, obviously, right, and then drop a mixtape after that. So, yeah, end of November for sure coming out.
All right. And the whole thing is produced by Jazz Feezy, right?
Yeah, the whole thing. 8 EP track. The whole thing's produced by him. So, yeah.
Wow, that is
good. Yeah.
That is dope. That is dope. And the record, the single's called Here I Am. You got a video for it, which is dope. Yo, I'm telling y'all, you might want to go to YouTube right now and look for that. JLJAELLE, Here I Am. And make sure y'all check it out because it's really, really dope. You already know how we do over here at Six Man Radio. We don't co-sign no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, hit her up on YouTube and let her know what you think of the record. Hit her up on Twitter as well. What's your Twitter?
It's IMJL, so IAMJAELLE.
Am I pronouncing it right?
JL?
JL.
So it's my real name is Jory Lynn, right? So J for the Jory and L for the Lynn.
All right.
JL. That's my initial.
I just want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Yeah, no.
So, all right. That's dope. And before, once again, just to recap, Here I Am is dropping the end of next month. Y'all make sure y'all go get that by JL. Here I Am is the single. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. We're going to play that anyway. We're going to get into that and all of that. You know what I mean? But y'all make sure y'all check out the EP. It's an 8-song EP, and it is called Story to Tell by JL. That rhymed.
Good.
Look, y'all try to bring me out of retirement? Come on, you can't bring me out of retirement now. Come on, man.
Run it up.
But, y'all definitely make sure y'all check her out. Definitely somebody that you're going to want to watch coming up soon. And remember, we said it here first, man. We don't co-sign no BS. Now, JF, before we let you go, I must ask you the same question we ask all our guests. You could take your time, you know, and we've had a lot of legends on the show, and they get stumped. Whenever we ask them this, they get stumped, you know. Your top three MCs of all time, your top three producers of all time, and your top three hip-hop groups all time.
Okay. So in terms of artists, it would be Eminem, of course. Sorry, I'm biased.
Fire.
Eminem. People are going to hate on me for this one. Mace, because I grew up listening to Mace. I loved Mace.
Mace is nice. How could somebody hate on you for that? Mace gets busy. It's funny because people, they only look at the hits, the records that they put out to keep the lights on. Like, come on, they're keeping the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the records. You know, Mace gets busy. Don't people forget Murder Mace. Like, come on, man.
Exactly,
you know.
Exactly. And the third, it's super hard to pick just three, but I would say I grew up listening to a lot of Fabolous, so I love
that.
Wow. Yeah. Besides being a you can tell, like, Mace, I mean, Fab did get his role from Mace, so that's, you know, of course, you can understand that why I would like Fabolous, so, yeah.
Yeah, Fab, that's definitely a good three. That's a good, solid three.
Mm-hmm. For producers, Timbaland would be my first. Boy Wonder would be my second, and I would say third, it's hard to say, like, my producer is, like, amazing, him or T-Minus even, so right now, they're all putting T-Dot on the map, so, you know, I gotta support, like, my home first,
you gotta rep that, And your top three
for groups.
Yep.
rap groups. TLC. Definitely TLC. I don't even know from the two others. I wouldn't know. I grew up listening to a lot of Blackstreet.
Well, that's R&B.
Go back
there.
That's okay. That's R&B. Okay. So, I don't know, man.
Your top three polka groups of all time.
I don't know, man. Because, like, in terms of rap groups, I didn't even listen to a lot of Wu-Tang either. So, you know, I can't even put Wu-Tang there. So we'll go with TLC, Slaughterhouse. And then for my third, I don't even know for my third. I don't listen to a lot of groups, right? So that's the thing.
Okay, you know what? I'll help you out. I'll throw out a couple. There's Tribe, M.O.P., Mob D.
Actually, you know what? Who am I forgetting? Their name is on the tip of my tongue. This is so embarrassing. Not The Roots. Fugees.
That's a good one. Oh, the Fugees. Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Man. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't get no better than that, like, pretty much.
No.
Just all the way around. So that's dope. Exactly. But you know what? You know what, though? Being that you said M was the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something a little different before I let you breathe. What do you think is, like, off the top, the first ill Eminem line, just like one line off the top of your head right now that just, because I got a lot of them from him. Like, I was listening to
him. There's so many.
The other day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, I was listening to M the other day and my head hurt. Like, dude's cadences, my head was hurting after listening. Because, I mean,
I thought you were with him and I'm like, what?
No. I was listening. I was listening to dude the other day. And just his cadences and the way he manipulates the words and I haven't heard it. Like, he was so ill that there's nobody before him or after him that pretty much parallels that. You know what I mean? My favorite is Jay-Z, but honestly, Eminem is the best. But I gotta give it to Jay because Jay's from Brooklyn and he's from my projects. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got to give it to Jay. You know, but on paper, M is the best, period. You know. So, like, off the top, like, what do you think, like, just something that's crazy? Some M shit.
He's talking about, they don't know what for the song that we did, Love the Way You Lie with Rihanna, but it's like, now he sees you walk, something about window pane, like, he's like, I need the friggin' line, like, I'm walking away, that's what we call window pane, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they call that window pane. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was a dope line.
He's got, like, references about, like, different types of nuts, like, pistachios or whatever. Like, the way he manipulates lines and ties them together is insane.
Yeah. Nothing like it. It's definitely nothing like it. I was listening to the D12 joint, Get Up. Matter of fact, I played it on the show last week, and I only played his verse. Like, I didn't even play the rest of the record. That was when he was like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready or not, here we come. Here comes trouble in the club. 11, Jesus, like, it was like, Jesus Christ. I had to bring it back again. I had to bring it back again. It was so crazy. So, definitely off the hook. JL, I want to thank you once again for calling in. You know, JL, that's my Twitter buddy, too, man. She be on Twitter. I've been following her for a long time. That's the homie, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow her at IMJL, JAELLE. She's very cool. Say hello. You know, support her music. You know, we support her all day. And listen, you got a home here anytime. You got records, just send them to me. You got the email, just send them to me. We'll throw them into the mix and all that. All right?
There was one thing that you asked me that I didn't respond to, but you're like, you know, what the barrier of being white, being a white female rapper. And it's crazy because a lot of people, when I'm like, I do music, they're like, oh, you sing. And I'm like,
right.
And they look at me like, what? rap. Yeah, I rap. And I would have people like, you can't rap. You're like a white girl. You're female, whatever. You're a rapper. And then when I send them some lines, they're like, oh, crap, you're dope. Or it's like basically it's for me, but it's against me. Like the fact that I'm a white female rapper from Toronto, there's not many of those. So it's basically the odds are for me, but I have to
make
a bit of pressure. So it's not as hard as people think it is. So, yeah.
Right.
Wanted to add that.
Yeah, man. She gets busy. Like I mean, at this point, it shouldn't even matter what the color is. You know, all of that is pretty much because, yo, man, there's whack as fuck black rappers out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, like that, they're like, the color don't even matter no more. What matters is if you spit in and you respect the art and the culture of hip-hop, period. And JL has that. So, you know what? Six Man Radio approved, the stamp is on them. Yes, Lord. Word up. So, yeah, once again, thank you for calling. You got a home here, you already know. And look, don't hang up because I want to get a drop from you, all right?
All right, for sure.
All right, no doubt. Six Man Radio, we'll be back. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a dope
interview. Yeah.
I didn't even know all that about her.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. Neck rolling, sex that R&B. It's your boy Bassy, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co host, Nate Demon Chef.
Yeah. We're killing it. We are busy tonight.
Yeah, it's real crazy. Yo, you know what, too? It's like 11 minutes left in the show.
I know, and we still have
Sugar's interview.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what? We got to, Sugar, we're going to play that next week. We're going to get into it next week, but you're going to get your own segment next week. You know, shout to Sugar.
Yeah, Sugar. Shout to Sugar.
Shout to Persia.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we
all
did,
of them ladies.
Yeah. Shout to Persia. Shout to JL. You know.
Y'all better shout out Persia. Or else. Let me stop.
Yeah, man.
I'm just like referring to her pops and stuff. That bugged me out when I found out who her dad was. So it's crazy. You just never know people, you know? You just never know. But on Six Man Radio, you will, because we are interviewing just some of the best artists out there doing their thing. We're really killing it.
Absolutely. Word up. Shout out to our guest earlier in the show, Mr. Chief of the Law Boy. Shout to him. Shout to Tammy from PD Radio. She sat in with me on that interview. Shout to her.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
shout to Maria.
Yeah. Shout to Maria. Calling in from the
agency.
Yeah.
Enjoying herself. I'm sure
she's
nobbing ahead to something right now.
Word up. Sound like that. Word up. And we out. We out of here.
Yeah,
like
man.
I said.
Another great show.
Sugar, we going to get into your joints next week. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to play Sugar's joint.
Matt.
Big Bottom. We going to get out of here with that.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
So y'all can get ready for that for her interview next week. Also, we're going to be welcoming Yuck Mouth.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, from the group The Looney. I got five on it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck Mouth. So we're going to see what's going on with them and all that. Word up. It's crazy. See y'all next week, though.
Peace.
It's crazy, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, word up. So we're going to get into Sugar. Big Bottom. Six Man Radio.
Hey, this is Sugar, and you're listening to Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B.
Down, 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 down.
me show you how we do it in the DOD. Got that big bottom dropping cause I'm sugar pee. Female MC cause it's wavy. You get it maybe, I'm the lady. We'll take your chicks off your hip, we'll have you wishing you this. So get aboard or be ignored and let you top of my list. And I might let you get next, so don't be mad, I'm the shit. So let's just see who's up next. She looking so fly, girl, I can't deny. I saw that big bottom drop as I walked on by. Cause she's the baddest chick, you know that's no lie. She got the fattest fatty, yeah, I call it Duncan Hines. I see her rolling her hips, she got me licking my lips. Booty popping, fellas clocking, got them grabbing their dicks. You know the shorty is thick, might just throw us the brick. So drop that bottom, get it, girl, cause he just might be a trick. When I drop it down and bring it low, I rock my hips and I dip it down real slow. Sugar pee guaranteed to make that blood flow. Shaking that booty just like a stripper on the floor. Watch the cash flow, cause that's how we go. When you throw that bankroll, we walk it to the flow. When I shake my bottom down, you try to get it in. Rock with me, hold my hips, I see you trembling. Here we go again, you know you can't win. Cause some hips are set back like a scorpion. You Dr. Remy in, OBGYN. YOLO, let's see these in. Shake it, shake it, see your ring. Shake it to the ground. Shake it like a milkshake, you know we put it down. Shake it poppy, you know we get it in. Come on, correct or get neglected, cause we going in.
A whole lot to get me here. Believe me when I tell you I ain't going nowhere. This time when I say it, I'ma make it clear. I'ma yell it so y'all can hear. See, here I am. Here I am. Here I stand. Here I am. See, here I am. So you know I'm hated. My makers on my side. I possess greatness. The game too fake. Slick cone, a lot of fakeness. To those opposed, I remain nameless. Realize I was born to make hits. Pop told me time is money. I don't need 2 cents. Everything's fake. Sound like a nuisance. When my tape drop, I'ma make my entrance. Haters at the door, try to block my entrance. Top 5 female MC, no 6 man, no amount of hate. What I write, no need to appeal. I'm official, I don't care for stripes, ignore steel. I spit what's real, who cares what y'all feel? Running this race, so I gotta go the distance. Keying from my past, it's always been a hindrance. My words hold weight, so I'm trying to leave my imprint. Haters worked hard, trying to hold me back. Fake friends step on you, but they never have your back. But I'm here, in spite of that fact. Got a strong team, so I'm never gonna lack. Stands in my way, but I won't back down. Odds been against me, just look at my background. Gone for a second, I'm back now. And I'm here, ready to.
R-E-C-I-O, U.S. lay low or die slow. If you ain't feeling how I roll, you should stop worrying about shit you can't control. I live like a queen, you live like a friend. Money and a thing, bitch, my crib got wings. I don't call them haters, call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, call them the translators. My face moving gated, crocodile all street. Like the hell George Cleverly Hard did. They hold me down like a harness, switching up more classes.
Hey, hey, everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin', hey. Bring us some Don P and Mo Way, hey. Bring us some Chris Dale and Rose, hey.
to the R-E-E-C-I-O. U.S. lay low or die slow. If you ain't feeling how I roll, you should stop worrying about shit you can't control. I live like a queen, you live like a friend. Money in a thing, bitch, my crib got wings. I don't call them haters, call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, call them the translator. R-E-E-C-I-O. U.S. lay low or die slow. If you ain't feeling how I roll, you should stop worrying about shit you can't control. I live like a queen, you live like a friend. Money in a thing, bitch, my crib got wings. I don't call them haters, call them hallucinated. I only talk dollars, call them the translators. My face moving gated, crocodile all street. Like they held George Cleverly hard bitch. They hold me down like a harness, switching up more classes than
college. Everything is A, okay. I stunt when I want, I'm on now ballin', A. Bring us some Don P and Mo Way, A. Bring us some Cristal and Rose, A. Everything is A, okay, A. Everything is A, okay, A. Everything is A, okay, I'm on now. Everything is A,
yeah.
Okay.
Ask about me, New York to DR. Yeah. We are reinforcing the circle like rebar. Nobody crushing the game like we are. Not for a New York minute of my gimmick. Yeah. Who is deals with a Mondo?
Yeah, what's good? Listen, right now, this Elder Sensei, Jersey Artifacts, listen, right now, you checking out my man Bad C. And Nadine, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Man, you better sit back, light your shit, relax. Six Man Radio, we out. Peace.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio.
Every hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Good morning.